This morning's Bible reading is from John chapter 14, verses 15 to 21, New International Version. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them.
I love when a worship leader or one of the singers or anyone up here, you actually see how much Jesus means to them, how deep that relationship with God is. Those words we just heard from Jesse, they're the ones, goosebumps. They're the ones that give me the greatest, just comfort, complete and utter comfort. It tells me what a compassionate, loving God we have. Jesus speaks, and love just flows out of him. I'm not leaving you alone. Don't worry. Don't fear. Don't be afraid. I'm going to be with you always. So gentle, like speaking to a child. When I was a child, I sat in Sunday school and heard the incredible stories, mostly from the Old Testament. And my eyes would open up really wide at what I was seeing and what I was hearing, seeing in the picture books or in what was shared, and hearing the incredible stories in the Old Testament. It was a world of God's incredible power and strength, and a world of beauty, the creating of our land, our seas, our light, our dark. And when God created people, we were very, very good. So powerful. There was a story that particularly impacted me in ways that I'm going to go way not into too deep, but it was the story about an ark being built. And God told the good people to build an ark before the rain and the flood came. And then once it was built, to go out and gather animals. God got me at animals. I love animals. Gather one of each, male and female, two of each kind. I had a storybook at home with pictures that I would look at every night. And the pictures of the animals as they were gathered to come onto the ark. This book, in my mind, this book was this big. It was probably this big, but I was this big. So it was just one of those overwhelming pictures that I would just sit and look at. That God cared so much about the animals that he had them come onto the boat too, with the good people. And I'd turn the page. Sometimes I wished I could skip a page, because the next page, it had the floods and the rain and washing over the land and wiping away everything else that wasn't on the ark. I didn't quite understand that in my 6-7-year-old brain. That was just, who is that God? I was brokenhearted when my grade 2 religious instruction teacher, I can remember her name, but I won't share it just in case, halfway through the year, and I'd had her in grade 1 as well, and she was just one of those beautiful, caring, loving women. And something had gone wrong in her life, and her husband got a divorce. Back 55 years ago, this was very unusual. She wasn't allowed to teach us religious education anymore because she was divorced. The school told us it was because she was no longer good. And my heart broke. Of course, as I grew, I had a deeper understanding of the stories in the Bible I was reading. I understand more about who God was and why God did the things that he did. I embraced that God who gave us creation, gave responsibility, who had strength in character and was reliable and always true to his word. As I went on, I got to the pages eventually that were New Testament. And this was just a baby in a manger that came to us, born with animals around. This baby grew up and he showed such love and care and kindness for the people in his life, even the people that weren't nice to him. He was still kind and gracious and forgiving and loving. I really liked this man, Jesus. Today I love him. But then I liked what I was reading. You see, there was something else I learnt when I was in Sunday school. And I remember things through music. If you put it to music, I can learn it and know it. And we learnt this song, Jesus Loves the Little Children, All the Children of the World. Red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. It was actually reinforced about 3 a.m. this morning. I was thinking how that song was reinforced when I became a teenager, when someone on the charts released a song that started out with that and then went into Everything is Beautiful in its own way. Yeah, no wonder. You know, the message got brought home throughout my life on how incredible God was. Jesus loved me. I am one of the children in the world. And Jesus loves you because you are also. I've never since on that day when I was about 7 years old and realized that Jesus loved me that much, I've never felt alone. I have always felt God, Jesus, Spirit with me. The promise of the Holy Spirit, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him. because he abides with you and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. Comfort. Those words bring me comfort, and I hope they do for you too. Jesus' words are like peace. You can't rush this. You have to breathe it in slowly and let it sit with you. It's like the words that are a calming balm that washes over you. This is a passage that gets me through the tough days, the happy days, the panic attack days, the days of isolation, the days when I feel the loss of loved ones, when the wars of the world are seen in the faces and broken bodies that we see on TV, in the papers, social media. When floods take lives, when violence occurs, when in confidence fear hurts, pain, grief are shared with me from people within here and people beyond. Jesus is the voice that steadies my ship. The Holy Spirit is that deep comfort that helps me breathe again, that helps me find balance. You see, Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, can turn light into darkness into light, can bring warmth into chilled spaces. I remember one day very clearly. Now, I struggle with sleep problems, as you've probably gathered by the time I just said a little earlier that I was thinking about this writing. And I had managed to just doze off to sleep when I sensed the Spirit of God waking me. I just want to sleep. I'm so tired. I want to sleep. Ignored. Again and again and again. It just kept happening until I sat bolt upright in bed and said, "What do you want?" The only sense, the only feeling I had was being held, lifted out of my bed, held like a baby, and feeling embraced so tightly, so securely, so firmly. But I didn't know why. I really struggled with everything was okay in life. Why did this occur? The following Sunday night, I was attending the church. It was at one community about 30 years ago. And I was at church. I didn't work this Sunday night. And one of our youth during the service got up, ran out of the service, and I saw him run into the prayer room. And I went and followed. And I sat with him. And it was then I knew why God had woken me up. What God had given for me was the gift that I was to share with this person. They who have kept my commandments, those who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. Jesus loves us so much, he went to God to plead on our behalf, to not leave us without guidance. Jesus knew how tough it was to be fully human. He'd experienced brokenness firsthand. What we are offered through belief in God, in Jesus, is an inner dwelling we know as the Holy Spirit. This is the Trinity, the three drawn together and offer to all those who believe and trust a safe space within the triangle of God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Spirit, who in turn dwells with us. John the author, when writing these passages, invites us to be still. When we invest ourselves in these words, they're not to be rushed, they're not to be galloped through. You must breathe them in. This passage is not to be unpacked in the mind. It's to be felt in the heart. Give it space. Let it breathe. Let it grow within you. Let the Spirit speak truth into your life. I wondered how many wedding parties have sat where you're sitting, the guests, and have felt that Spirit, that something in this space. How many people have attended funerals with faith or no faith, but since there is something different that's happening within them? God so loved us, he gifted us his only Son so that we could believe in him and trust in him. When the time came that Jesus would no longer be a physical presence, Jesus turned to the Father and asked that their Spirit could continue to walk daily with each and every one of us. And in that way, Jesus is always with us. God said, yes. We can find rest and comfort each day because Jesus lives. Jesus guides, cares about us, loves us, never leaves us, is with us in spirit, guiding us in truth. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them, and those who love me will be my beloved. They will be loved by my Father, and they are loved by me. And I will reveal myself to them.